Now already the second day of February, I suppose I should wish you a very happy Super Ground Bull Hog Day of sorts. But in doing so, we also overlook that this is a special feast, the presentation of the Lord, which is even more important than tomorrow's feast of St. Blaise, the blessing of the throats. But how appropriate it is that this is the day when Jesus announced his light for all nations, that we bless the candles. And St. Blaise Day's blessing could happen at any time, not just on the feast of St. Blaise. It can happen throughout the year. So we'll be having that blessing after Mass. But being that this is already February, it doesn't take much for us to remember about the first day of last month, New Year's Day. And as on the oncoming of New Year's, we oftentimes see drawings or cartoons, some illustrations of an old man normally dressed in white and crouched over with a cane going one way, wearing a banner saying 2019, and then the other direction, a little toddler walking in, who's all set with a top hat and diapers. I don't know where they get that idea from. But anyways, he comes in with this banner that says 2020. And in a sense that this gospel story today is a passing as well. Passing of old Simeon, who was guided and enlightened by the Holy Spirit, that he would see the Christ, the Lord, the anointed one, before he were to die. And he was, we assume, advanced in years. But also Anna as well, 84 years old, more than half her life, probably two-thirds of her life, that she herself was widowed. But she herself was one who was not bitter about that widowhood, but rather came and saw with that more free time that she had, that she came to the temple all the time, praising God time and time again. But she and old Simeon had something in common, that both of them were drawn to the temple. Anna, simply, nearly every day. But they were watching and they were waiting for the Messiah, for the Anointed One. But there's many ways of watching for the Messiah. Many of them thought that maybe the Messiah would come in with us upon a steed, or maybe with an army of horses to overthrow the Roman government. But there were a few who were there with just waiting for however the Lord would reveal himself. And many of these people were called the common people of the quiet. They had this quiet watch and awareness. But as soon as it happened, both Simeon and Anna made their proclamations. And so this story, like the Epiphany of the Lord, or like the baptism of the Lord, this too is a new beginning that shows something very special, exceptionally special about this child, but it doesn't tell the whole story. So we need to hear these early stories about how Mary and Joseph followed the law, and Mary herself was blessed by something that seemed probably as much as a curse as it might be a blessing, the sorrow of her heart, for your heart would be pierced as well. So in recognizing this, let us continue to see the length and the breadth of our faith in the very beginnings of the Christ being revealed, but also recognizing through the resurrection, Christ is still alive in the light of the world for all of us here today.